Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Mean green. That's what I could call guacamole. It's 6:15, Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. This stuff is great.
Guacamole?
No, mean green. Guacamoles. I hate guacamole. But another kind of green, I've discovered it. It's called mean green. It kills 99.9% of bacteria on the surface. And I sprayed it, like, all over the place this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
This room...
Actually, isn't it simple green? Is that what it is?
No, it's called mean green, and there's mean eyeballs on it.
Nice.
I'll send you a photo of it. It's like a gallon jug. It is just cray-cray. And the smell is supposed to be lemon, but let me tell you something. It doesn't smell like lemon. It smells kind of citrusy, but it also smells like something toxic. But it says 99%, 9% of the percentage of the goo and bacteria goes away. So I sprayed like everything this morning.
Good. I'm glad.
I had this fear that I sprayed you away, but you're with me now.
And maybe you got a little bit of a contact high.
No,
we sound a little up this morning.
What are you talking about? This stuff is incredible. Just listen.
Wow. Wow.
Here, Rob, SportsCenter, get it away from me. I'm getting high on the show from mean green. Where did this stuff come from? I don't even care.
What happened to my,
what?
Alcohol and essential oil-based spray that doesn't make anybody sneeze and isn't toxic if you get it on your skin?
Oh, that stuff. We ran out of that in, like, April.
I'm sure.
And then you bought a big can of Lysol.
I did.
Remember when you could get Lysol? Now you can't find it anywhere?
It is hard to find.
So I guess they've replaced it with mean green. Who even makes this stuff?
Mean great. Now I have to Google
it. Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Guess who makes this stuff, Laura?
Johnson & Johnson?
No, I wish. This stuff is made by Rust-Oleum. What the hell?
No way.
Yes, it
really?
Is.
Oh, it is Rust-Oleum.
They got us counter cleaner, equipment cleaner, disinfectant for the morning show stuff made by Rust-Oleum. Are they trying to kill us?
It does have cute little, like, monstery green eyes on the bottle. I Googled it.
You think I make this stuff up? I'm telling you,
Is it the antibacterial kind, or is it super strength?
It says antibacterial, really big
okay.
On the yellow label with lemons on it. Oh.
Yep, I see it.
Oh, man. What's the duration?
Unleash the cleaning monster.
Yes.
That's their slogan.
Exactly. But I want to know what the time limit is on the high here. Ooh.
All right, we need to probably take a break.
Hey, a brand new iPad from Apple. Jimmy Fallon has the details. Coming up with a late night soundbite. I think I'm okay now, Laura. I think I'm
okay. Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm never quite sure. But anyway, the mean green
is
outside.
During the next commercial block, I think you need some fresh air.
That's exactly what I just did during the last commercial.
Oh, but good.
I'm out there sucking air. I think I'm okay. I'm a little lightheaded, but we got somebody on the line now. What's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
You can get that mean green at any Kohl's Hardware.
I bet you that's where they got it. We love Kohl's Hardware here, but there was no memo? There was no memo that we were switching from Lysol to mean green? Now I'm high as a kite. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm going to start drinking it.
No, don't do that.
Hi.
Well, guys, everyone's talking about this. Apple held their big annual event and unveiled new versions of the iPad and iPad Air. The iPad Air has an all-new A14 Bionic chip. It's really powerful. To give you an idea, it's the same chip that's powering Mark Zuckerberg.
Who names the hurricanes? Give me a phone number. I want to call them. Tom and Laura in the morning. Hurricane Sally. Sally sounds too friendly. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like Sally could be sassy.
I think of Sally on Charlie Brown, I guess.
Aww, oh, yeah.
She's so cute and adorable, and there's a lot of songs with Sally in it. I mean, Sally?
Sally.
Okay, let's go older. There you go. How about some Paul McCartney and Wings? Remember that weird Sally song?
Sally
G.
Sally G.
Or how about some Clapton?
Oh, yeah.
And there's Robert Palmer's lesser-known Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. Long Tall Sally? But Hurricane Sally? I don't know. I think they should have vicious names. What do you think?
I mean, I think they have a schedule for the names.
They do, and they're alphabetized. I know.
Yes, and it's by the World Meteorological Association.
Yeah, so they're probably a bunch of boring people that just come up with these names. I mean, you watch all those Lord of the Rings and Thrones of the Damned and all those shows?
Yes.
Can we come up with, like, more vicious names?
Oh, like Targaryen or Daenerys, yeah, or Khal Drogo or something like that.
Perfect, because, you know, let's let Sally pass, and then the next hurricane will be, what did you say, Tartanian?
Oh, no, I think it should be Cersei.
Okay, we can't change
She was pretty wicked in the Game of Thrones series. Cersei would be a good hurricane.
The
name.
Next one, Tartar Sauce?
Oh, what, Targaryen.
Yeah. Targaryen.
What about Lannister?
Hurricane Targaryen.
No, Targaryen.
Oh, sorry. Let me say it again. Hurricane Targaryen.
Very good.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Yesterday we talked about the one word our dogs understand that no other dog would understand. Today it's, we got to talk about the kids. Remember that old show a long time ago, Kids Say the Darndest Things?
Art
that
Linkletter.
That show is great.
Yeah, Art Linkletter, you are right. Yes, I still believe that kids say the darndest things. Now, Chad, you have a couple kids. They had to embarrass you at least once in your life and say something that maybe wasn't meant for public.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the most embarrassing one. And the one that came to my mind, I think it was our son one time was talking to somebody and they were mentioning something about, oh, wouldn't you like a little brother or sister? And I think he said something about, oh, dad had surgery. That won't happen or something like that. So, yeah.
Whoopsie.
So.
Yeah. Okay. My daughter announced once at a field trip to McDonald's that daddy doesn't eat McDonald's because it gives him diarrhea. That was the whole daycare waiting for me to pick up the
diarrhea.
Kids that day. Yeah. Anyway, there's a video going viral that is just adorable.
When daddy comes home, what are we going to tell him?
Eat your damn dinner.
Whoopsie! You just...
Oh, my goodness.
So I want to know if there's people out there that have ever been in the situation, like news guy Chad here, or like myself. I'm sure your kid said something to others that was kind of inappropriate, but out of the mouths of babes, my
They're
mom
so honest.
Yes. We need more honesty in this
we
world.
We do.
Let us know. Laura, maybe you could post up a naughty little kid on Facebook. I don't know.
Listen, I kind of want to share our favorite little girl viral video. Do you remember that one? She was like, I pooped my pants.
Yes, we substitute the word poop. That.
I didn't want to poop my pants, but I pooped my pants.
When daddy comes home, what are we going to tell him?
Eat your damn dinner.
No, that's not what we're going to tell daddy when he comes home. Maybe it was something about school, Laura. Maybe it was something they did that was fun today, but that's not what you're going to tell daddy when he comes home. We'd like to know yesterday's question of the day, if you will. We don't really have a title for it, but yesterday's dog thing was huge.
It really did blow up. Some of the funniest words the dogs have known. I'm still giggling over Moab going outside and making mountains.
The Moab Mountains.
Too funny.
So I'm walking through downtown Danville yesterday, and this guy yells across the street, "River!" So I'm looking back and forth. I'm like, what? He goes, Morgan, river. I said, what? What? And he goes, that's what I say to my dog. I open up the back door and I go, river. He runs right down to the river. I'm like,
aww.
I'm like, okay, I get it now. All right. So you guys were great on our Facebook page, even the Ford Fun Line. But today we want to know if your kid has ever said anything that makes you go, interesting.
Okay, there's already a good comment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I asked on the 94KX Facebook page, kids say the darndest things. What's something a kiddo has said that cracked you up?
Okay.
Angela comments, upon his first poop on his potty chair, my son looked up at me so excited and yells, I made a chicken. What?
A chicken.
I guess poop is chicken and chicken is poop.
I guess. Birthday buddies on the way, as we always do, on the bottom of the hour. Laura's got a box full of friends. We'll talk about that. Oh, this is going to be great today. Oh, oh my. It's a tail wagging.
I'm so excited for 8 a.m. I can't.
We were chatting about it last night. You were so excited.
We were.
This is going to be an amazing Tail Wagon Wednesday. We'll tell you about it coming up. We're still doing kids say the darndest things because they do. And maybe your kid has the coolest teacher ever.
So no one told me school was gonna be this way. I got my lessons ready, but the students are MIA. I guess I'll move it all to Canvas here. Even though we're starting virtual, we can still have a great year. Cause
I'll be here for you.
When you're learning at home,
I'll be here for you.
And you'll watch me on Chrome,
I'll be here for you.
Until you're here with me too.
How about that for a high school teacher, huh? That is
wow.
Cool.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he did a little parody of the Friends theme for his students, welcoming them back this school year. That's pretty cool. See, this whole 2020 has been a hot mess, right? But when you throw in some creativity, it could be a cool thing. I think it is.
I think it's brought out the best in some creative people.
Mm-hmm. Like Zoom meetings could be a lot of fun. Zoom learning in the classroom, albeit, you know, off-site, could be a lot of fun. So as the kids head out to school this morning, Mom, I hope they're having a good time. When your kids were little, maybe they said strange things in public. Maybe you were embarrassed for just a little bit. We want to know on Facebook. Go to the 94KX Facebook page, right, Laura?
Oh, my gosh, these comments. I can't. Some of these things are so funny.
But they are readable, right? I mean, on the radio?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll pick one just real quick for right now.
Okay.
This is from Joseph. When his daughter was little, she enjoyed going to the Dollar General store. But she was a little kid, so she would ask if they could go to the Dollar Genital store. It's awesome.
Which ranks right up there with news guy Chad Hershberger's kid saying, I'm never going to get a little brother because my dad had an operation.
I'm going to soak up the sun. I got my 45 on so I can rock on.
All your rowdy friends are coming over on Monday night to drink beer and watch football. But your can of beer could actually help you watch football.
Well, you waited all year for football to get here. Now it's just about to start.
Unbelievable!
You can almost smell the grass. You can almost taste the beer. Uh-oh. But instead, you're on a shady Russian website.
That's not good.
Miller Lite has come out with Cantenna. It's a can of beer and an antenna for your television.
Wow.
Buddy, you refuse to pay for a basic cable package. Now you're stuck in an endless click hell of football streams that lead nowhere.
You need the Cantenna from Miller Lite.
Cantenna. Cantenna.
It's a can of beer with a built-in digital TV antenna made just so you and your pals can watch football for free.
Well, you can pull in CBS, Fox, and NBC to watch football for free with the Cantenna by Miller Lite. I think these beer companies are coming up with anything they can just to get...
It's fantastic.
The Cantenna. I remember when I was a kid, my dad used like a wire hanger to pull into TV channels, you know, but never a can of beer. That's just weird. Anyway, we are working our way toward the top of the hour. Our topic today, if you haven't jumped in, kids say the strangest things. And maybe you have a story from the text club. Kristen says, when me and my little brother were just kids back in the 70s, my mom took us to the Kaufman Library. During story hour, my little brother announced, hey, my dad's growing a mustache for the bicentennial, just like you. The woman that was reading the story didn't appreciate it. All right.
So, awesome.
Yeah. Kids say the darndest things. Let us know on the 94KX Facebook page.
I'm a sucker for you.
Happy birthday, Nick Jonas. 28 years old today. There's the Jonas Boys as we head toward 8 o'clock news. Kids say the darndest things, Laura. That is our topic today on the 94KX Facebook page. Or you could text it. Or the Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX. We have a lady on the line here. She says her grandson, Weston, is amazing. That's what
Let's
you said.
Hear it.
You said you have so many stories. Give me one.
His mom took the obligatory first day of school pictures. He's going into second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she spilled out the chalkboard, and she gets to, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he said, be retired. Second grade.
So do I. Good job, buddy. He wants to be retired. What's wrong with that?
I mean, he's a smart kid.
Mm-hmm. We have
very, very smart kid.
We have a show on the air on our sister station called Talk to Santa Claus. Talk mm-hmm. to Santa, and kids say the darndest things that entire season. I had the pleasure and the privilege of being part of that show and producing it back in the 80s. And I remember we asked a kid what he wanted to be. It's a nice day to wash your car. We'll talk about that coming up. It's a nice day to wag it on a Wednesday with the Wicked Dog Grill. I just love this part of our show. We take
a
homeless dog and we send him somewhere. I mean,
homeless doggos, homeless kitties, yeah, homeless cats.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I shared a post from the Danville SPCA yesterday. They have adoptable horses.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a field trip, Tom.
We definitely do. A Facebook Live from the SPCA mm-hmm. would be great. Tail Wagon Wednesday, if you're not familiar with it, and I'm sure you are. We have a 100% adoption rate. Laura goes out in her backyard during this pandemic and meets with Jen and the adoptable tail wagger of the week here on a Wednesday. But we have a little difficulty today.
Well... So today, coming to visit me in my backyard is a mama pup and 9 puppies.
9 puppies in a box. We were looking at them yesterday. A mama and her 9 pups. And Jen's having a hard time getting the puppies in the car.
Yeah, they're not wanting to get out. So we're going to set up a playpen. I'm going to go out and help her.
I think
she needs a little help wrangling these pooches. Normally, we'd be talking to Jen right now. We're going to talk to her right around 8:30.
Okay.
Learn all about this mama and her sweet, sweet babies.
Mm-hmm.
There is kind of a sad story behind this, but a good Samaritan stepped in. So I can't wait to talk to Jen about that.
Oh, this will be great. So if you're looking for the Facebook Live video at about now, 8:15, with Laura in her backyard, let's push it back about 10 minutes. And we'll get your tails wagging on a Wednesday. 9 beautiful little puppies. Wow.
I can't wait. I want to go snuggle them.
As long as you don't adopt them, snuggling is okay.
This particular tail wagon Wednesday, just a disclaimer,
Okay.
The puppies cannot be taken from mama. They can't be weaned until first week of October.
Oh, that makes
sense.
So
this is just to get the word out, since there are so many. There are nine. And then mama, of course, needs a home. And that's what we want to focus on, that once puppies are adopted, mama needs a great home for herself as well.
All right. That's all coming up in the next few minutes. And as always, our topic of the day is the crazy things our kids have said. Toll-free line still open. You could use the 94KX Facebook page or text it on in. I think Central TA will be talking. I think we'll be talking about this Tail Wagging Wednesday for a long time. Jen from the SPCA is with Laura in her backyard, and we've got not one wagon tail, but a whole fistful. This is amazing. The video is amazing.
Oh, Tom, you got a sneak peek. I'm standing here with Jen, and there are 10 wagging tails today. We have a mama dog and her 9 puppies. Mm. Who have quite the story, Jen.
Yeah. So we were just kind of at work the one day, and someone walks in saying, hey, do you guys accept dogs? And we're like, well, yes. And we talked through the process with them, and they're like, oh, well, I have a box full of 9 puppies and their mom. So we happened to go out there, and unfortunately, the puppies were abandoned in a box, and they found them while they were out fishing. So we ended up taking them into our facility. They're still growing. They're too little to go to their forever homes quite yet. They need to be with mom for a little bit. But it's a bunch of crazy dogs that we have here right now. Like, it's insane, really.
So let me get this right. This guy is out fishing, and he finds a box full of mama and puppies. Wow.
I know. We can't all be that lucky.
Well, yeah, that's quite the job. You have quite the job, Jen. Laura sent a video. You have set up a little playpen in the backyard, and the puppies are running about. Mama looks like a small dog, but I gotta be honest. Some of these puppies look like they're going to be big boys and girls.
It's possible. Mom is kind of in the small to medium range, but they can't be too big with her being the mom. Mm. So some of them are going to be bigger, I suspect, but not too big. Like, it's not going to be anything extra large or quite large, probably just a little bit more in the medium to large size.
Chad Hershberger is our news guy this week for Mark Lawrence, who's on vacation. He's watching the video. Looks like you're gonna cry, bud. You all right?
No, I'm worried.
Worried about what?
His kids want a dog.
Kids will see this.
So, Jen, for people that want a puppy, now's a great time to maybe come in and meet the puppies, and then they'll get weaned away from mommy, right?
Well, they're actually not at the shelter too much, just because they just got vaccinated this week. So they only really come into the shelter for vet visits. Right now, they're at my house chilling most of the time. They're just kind of our little representatives for today, since we didn't really have a dog.
Okay.
But they will be coming in with me today. But we are open by appointment only. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, these guys aren't going to be ready to go until about the first week of October.
Right, right. So it would be, and this is going to sound like a dumb question, but people need to know that you can't come and take mom. You can't do that, right?
No, not until October.
Okay.
Mom is kind of here. They're still nursing off of her, especially the smaller ones that are just now getting their teeth. Well, they just got their teeth last week. Mm-hmm. But so just kind of like teaching them how to like have appropriate puppy behaviors too.
Okay, so.
I think we should issue Central Pennsylvania a challenge though, because this is the first Tail Wagon Wednesday where I can't say, okay, I want them adopted by the end of the week, and normally within 12 hours we get these dogs adopted, right?
Right, right, okay.
My challenge is, because we have a 100% adoption rate with all of our Tail Wagon Wednesday pets, that when we check back in on that third week of October, that third Wednesday of the month, mm-hmm. and Jen brings another adoptable mm-hmm. pup to us, or kitten or cat, that both mama pup and all the baby pups are adopted. So my goal for this is just to raise awareness, maybe make a $5 donation to the SPCA. They always need that. But then also, if you're interested in a four-legged friend, there are 10 available and will be available the first week of October.
Okay, so news guy Chad has about a month and some to think about it.
Well, I don't know if I can think that long about it. They might go quicker, but we wouldn't bring them home for a month.
Right, right, exactly. Third week in October. Well, for those of you who want to see this this gorgeous brood of puppies. Go to Facebook Live right now because Laura's ready to go, right?
Yes, I am. We're going to go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page right now.
All right. News is next. Tail Wagon Wednesday is powered up by Wicked Dog Grill. Sunshine on the way. Everybody wash now. Get your car washed at Ultimate Express Car Wash because it's a Wednesday at the Wash with Tom and Laura. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Are you still playing with puppies? Come on now.
I really am. Tom, did you get that picture that I just sent you?
Unbelievable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 puppies, and you're holding them all. You got them all.
Some of them, like, kind of crawled. I was worried I was going to sit on them. Oh, my gosh. This is, like, my best day ever.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. We put this together. We talked about it last night. It was like, this is going to be big tomorrow morning. And this is probably the most adorable Tail Wagon Wednesday ever. So,
so fun. So fun.
Mm-hmm. So maybe... maybe you go to the Ultimate Express Car Wash in Danville today. There's three locations, Danville, Selins Grove, and Williamsport. And if you text the keyword WASH to 49330, you're entered to win a $20 gift card from Ultimate Express. And maybe since you're in Danville getting the car washed, you sneak over and Jen shows you a peek of these puppies that will be ready for adoption third week in October, right? Wow.
Give them a phone call first. They are still appointment only. All of the information is available on the 94KX Facebook page and on the SPCA Facebook page.
And if you go to the 94KX Facebook page, you'll see Laura with all those puppies.
Oh my gosh. Best day ever. When it's best day ever. Snack.
If the world was ending, you come over right.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. We always like to wrap up with a thought for the day. Chad Evans is coming in next. Laura is still covered with puppies, so how can we possibly wrap up the show with a thought for the day?
I'm back inside.
Yeah.
The puppies are going to have to go home soon.
Okay. Take the puppies out of the playpen, put them back in Jen's car, and back to the Danville SPCA.
So I was thinking about this last night. It's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And you actually hate this phrase, hump day.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You don't like it?
Nope.
So I was like, well, what else could we call Wednesday? Because sometimes people are on the struggle bus on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you're halfway there.
I am not today because of all the puppies. So instead of hump day, why don't we try the following? Wellness Wednesday.
Perfect.
Wine Wednesday.
Ooh.
Wholesome Wednesday.
Oh.
Or Willpower Wednesday.
Oh.
What do you think?
All of the above.
Change approved.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.